We've all been sobbing in one way or another, and there are no words from me or from anyone that can capture the depth of feelings that we all share, that we all have. And because each one of us has her or his own feelings, I want just for a moment, just a moment, to ask everyone in absolute silence to look inside. Now we will struggle with our grief, each of us in different ways. There are those, of course, who have friends and family in New York or D.C. who are immediately concerned about the lives of people they love. And that's a level of terror and a level of fear that others of us can't know. And we need to be sympathetic and sensitive to those around us who are struggling in that immediate way with danger and fear and our own mortality. We also need to understand that the world is now a different place. This nation is a different nation because of this tragedy. And we have to struggle in every way we can to avoid destructive consequences of this tragic act. Destructive consequences that poison our souls and pervade our culture must be avoided, and that can happen only with resolve and deliberate focus in each and every community such as ours. We are a university community. We gather people from all races and religions and all nations of the world, and we all belong here. We are all part of a community that has to hold together and cannot succumb to the aftermath of grief, which is anger. There will be a temptation in our land, and there may be, sadly, a temptation on our campus to play out the anger in ways that are wrongly focused on members of our own community. There are people among us committed to all the religions of the world, people assembled here in front of us, who represent in a very serious way the religions that together make up America and make up the complexity of humanity in this world. And those religions are not guilty of these crimes, nor are the people who belong to them, who profess them, who are dedicated to them. There are people of all nations on this campus. They come to us from every corner of the world. There are no nations responsible for these terrible crimes against humanity, not just crimes against America. And all the people assembled here from all the nations of the world belong here. Belong here as a family, as an academic community. And if any of us finds among us any poison that would cause harm to come to another member of this community, then we must step forward and act and intervene. Because we must do right, whatever else evil we find in this world. So I hope, as we have our many discussions on this campus, in classrooms, in residence halls, in living groups, in all of the social units, religious units that we assemble at a place like this, I hope we can share our grief and then deepen our resolve to keep ourselves pure and free of this evil that comes not only from the acts but from the reactions to the acts of violence in New York and in Washington. We all feel, I know, a need to somehow do something. And I'm sure we all feel that somehow the world needs for us to do something. But I urge you to do something first right here with the people around you, with the people of different faiths, different countries, different cultures. And take this opportunity to strengthen our community, not to be riven by these crimes. There may be specific things that you can do to just act out your own feelings. We have established a wall of expression behind me, and I hope that you'll, if you are so moved, write your thoughts on that wall. And I hope there will be no negative thoughts on that wall, but that's your choice. Another way in which we can help cope with disaster whenever it occurs, wherever it occurs, is giving blood. That's something that we don't normally think about doing, but it's something we can do. Maybe not this moment, because there will be a massive movement toward giving blood in this time of crisis, and no airplanes to fly blood from where it's given to where it's needed. But that's a good thing for us to take away from this, a need to somehow always replenish our society's supply of life-giving blood. There will be other things that you can do, but please, among yourselves, within yourselves, search for positive feelings. It'll be very hard. There are a lot of negative feelings that are in my heart and must be in yours. A lot of anger. You cannot escape that. But please, I beg of you, deal with it in a way that builds community here, not in a way that causes damage to the University of Arizona and to the people that we treasure within the community of Tucson who are part of our campus culture. Please make sure that we do everything we can humanly do to transform this tragedy into a positive experience that builds our sense of community.